This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Think for a second about your favorite Christmas song. All right, you got it? Okay, now, what is your favorite recent Christmas song? Yeah, it's a tougher question, isn't it? For a lot of people, it's this one. All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey, copyright 1994. Artists write Christmas songs and record holiday albums every single year, lots of them. This year alone, there's Kelly Clarkson and Leona Lewis, Mary J. Blige covering the classics. But why, oh why, do we always wind up hearing the same songs over and over and over again? Chris Klimek wrote about that very topic in Slate. Chris, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Why is it that song that we just played is 20-something years old, almost 20 years old, I guess, and yet it's pretty much the most recent Christmas hit? I mean, that seems, well, crazy.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm hearing, you know, from people on Twitter and all over the place that some people feel like we've just got enough standards to fill out the last 5 or 6 weeks of the year now. I mean, people talk about how Hollywood has a remake problem these days, right? But I mean, it's still this fount of innovation compared to the holiday songbook.
If an artist has a big Christmas album, can it do things for him?
Yeah, it's tough. You know, we don't really seem to have artists now who are really identified with Christmas, you know, the way that like Andy Williams, you know, would have been from prior generations. Sufjan Stevens is a guy who has, you know, done, I think it's 10 EPs that he's released in two box sets, you know, written like dozens of original Christmas songs in addition to radically rearranging familiar old carols. So he's invested a lot of energy in this. As far as people who, you know, really regard this as kind of their musical identity, it's hard to think of anyone contemporary.
How much, though, do you blame consumers, right? Because we keep buying the same, okay, maybe 30 Christmas songs. Is there, I mean, it's that time of year, right? A little nostalgia.
Sure.
Right? Is it our fault?
I don't know. I mean, people like what they like. And certainly, you know, especially this time of year when we're probably living in our memories a little more than we are at other times of year, it makes sense to me that we want to hear these songs again that trigger things for us. And the curious thing is that even the original songs, the ones that tend to do well, are the ones that sort of consciously evoke the sound of prior eras.
Is there one that you like from this year that you could see being the new Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas?
On the Leona Lewis album, there's a song called One More Sleep that's certainly playing in the same set of references that I feel like Mariah Carey was doing a generation ago. The Kelly Clarkson, too, that album, the title song Wrapped in Red, you know, kind of has a similar production style, although the one that I prefer is called Underneath the Tree.
All right, well, we'll be looking for that one. What is your favorite Christmas song ever?
Oh, man, that's...
You don't have an answer for that one?
I do. It just, you know, seems to change by the minute. I'm gonna pick Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Oh, that's not bad.
Because the emphasis on the little, I feel like that's a nice antidote to the sort of pressure and you know, consumer inflation and potential for disappointment and loneliness and all the stuff that affects a lot of people this time of year. So I like the modesty of that song.
All right, good. We'll go out with that one. Chris Klimek, he writes for Slate, among others, about Christmas songs this time. Chris, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Guy.